as I look back into the latest USDA census of 2017, 56% of U.S. farmers reported a net loss in cash income on their farms. And even worse than that, in Utah, that number rises to about 65%.
That's Commissioner Kerry Gibson of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food on the continually falling profitability of farms.
As we look at specific sectors of agricultural industry, dairy farms specifically are facing some real challenges. Since 1970, for instance, there's been a drop of 93% of our dairy farms in the U.S.
This is something Peggy and Jay Tuddenham of Nibley have experienced firsthand.
I don't know of any dairy farms in Nibley anymore. They've all sold out.
The Tuddenham Farm in Nibley was started by Jay's father, Ralph, in 1956. Peggy said though initially a small dairy farm, over the years it has turned more and more toward other farming methods. Jay welded and repaired the family's equipment for decades on his own, but it is old equipment. And now, after a recently settled family inheritance lawsuit, they've been forced to give up dairy farming to raise cattle for meat. And with houses encroaching on one side of their cropland and an industrial park moving in on the other, she said they don't know how long they can continue to farm. And loss of land is just one of the challenges farmers and ranchers face.
You don't know. And that's why a farmer is really a gambler. Because you depend on the weather, you depend on the water. Some years we have a lot of water, some years we don't have any. Some years it's hot, some years it's cool. You know, you just work around that weather. You always look ahead. Next year will be better. Next year's crops will be better. Next year we'll change something so that it will be better. So you're always looking forward. Hopefully, you're looking forward.
Jeremy Tubbs, the health educator for the Tri-County Health Department, said this is a common mindset of the agricultural community. But many farmers and ranchers suffering from severe depression find it difficult to remain hopeful. In fact, Tubbs said the chance of suicide in Utah goes up 16 times if the individual lives in a rural area or works in agriculture.
Farmers and ranchers are dying by suicide, but the people, they aren't reaching out for help. You know, just feeling like you're just sinking down this rabbit hole. And my soapbox is we have got to train people, whole families, so that they can recognize these signs and symptoms in their loved ones and have these conversations. Part of QPR training is teaching people to ask.
QPR is an awareness and prevention training provided by the Utah Suicide Prevention Coalition. It stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer, steps individuals can take when they see warning signs in their friends and family members. Tubbs said it can be hard for people to open up about the issue, even for families who have been affected by suicide.
There's so much shame and stigma evolved around mental health and suicide that it's touchy. You know, not everybody wants to share. You know, I tell people, you may learn things today that make an aha moment for you, but you can't beat yourself up for what you didn't know. Maybe there was a loss. You can't hold that against yourself because now you learned something that you didn't know then.
Gibson said the high rate of suicide in the farming and ranching community is what inspired him to create the Circle the Wagons initiative as one of his first messages when he was appointed the new agricultural commissioner this year. The goal is to extend resources and programs available to the agricultural community and raise awareness of the often ignored mental health struggles in agriculture. More information about this issue is available at upr.org. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.